Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Many are spending this Memorial Day down at the shore, but as we hear from KYW's Tim Jimenez, it's far from business as usual in Ocean City.
This isn't the Memorial Day at the shore many were dreaming about a few months back. There are signs all along the boardwalk emphasizing social distancing, staying 6 feet apart. There are hand sanitizer dispensers as well. Masks are highly recommended, especially while waiting in line for food. Kate says this all feels and looks different, but that's okay.
Any day at the shore is better than a day home.
Shops are offering curbside pickup. Restaurants have takeout. James McGuire from Norwood, Delaware County, says his family is doing what they can to help the mom and pops.
Well, we brought food with us, but we also try to order out local, you know, try to support the local businesses and stuff, you know. There's a few pizza shops around us.
Some businesses can't be helped for now, and the Wonderland Pier is closed, for example. So the fun and games and the full shore experience is going to have to wait. And staying in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says there will be consequences for places such as churches and gyms that have opened up in defiance of his stay-at-home order. We hear more from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Governor Murphy was asked on CNN about the Solid Rock Baptist Church in Berlin, which held Sunday services in violation of his order limiting indoor gatherings to 10 people.
There'll be repercussions in any case where someone willfully violates our executive orders, but putting the specifics of that aside, yet I want to get churches going as well.
Murphy said decisions on reopening will be based on the facts, and he says New Jersey is not there yet when it comes to sufficiently controlling the spread of COVID-19.
Murphy mentioned the case of the Atlas Gym in Belmar, which reopened in defiance of the state's executive order before being shut down by a judge last Friday. Four South Jersey churches have sued the state and federal court, claiming their right to freedom of religion is being violated by the shutdown order. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf says Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs could move into the yellow phase of his reopening plan by June 5th. KYW's Justin Udo talked to a business owner in Delaware County about the preparations that they're making.
Barbara Weicker is lucky to be one of the four takeout preppers at the Fallcroft Diner. That's because the restaurant had to close for a month and a half before reopening and laying off more than two dozen waiters and waitresses, something management said they had to do in order to keep their business afloat under the governor's mandate.
It's a bit of a relief, but it's not the same as if I was working.
Weicker has her sights set on the county moving to the yellow phase on June 5th. That's because it means the region will be one step closer to the green phase when they will be able to reopen their dine-in services.
Stressful. Very stressful. Not knowing when money was coming in.
From partitions to closed-off areas, Weicker says they're already working on being able to reopen their dine-in area.
Well, it's definitely going to be an adjustment. Excited to get back to work.
Indoor shopping is allowed but discouraged during the yellow phase, and curbside pickup is preferred. And the Philadelphia Parking Authority has given the city a 50-page playbook detailing how it plans to reopen following the COVID-19 shutdown. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us that some operations are set to resume as soon as June 1st.
Executive Director Scott Petrie says the PPA will begin charging at its parking garages again on June 1st with a tentative plan to resume on-street enforcement by mid-July. He says employees will return in phases with no more than 50% of the staff reporting per day.
We have 1,000 employees. We have a duty and responsibility to try as best we can to protect them.
Deputy Director Rick Dixon led a pandemic team to formulate new procedures.
Shifts are being separated by 1 hour so the roll call rooms can be cleaned in between shifts. Each employee will have a temperature screening to ensure that they're healthy coming into the workplace.
The PPA is also exploring web-based hearings and wider use of the Meter Up phone app so drivers don't have to touch kiosks to pay for parking, among other things. Petrie estimates that the PPA has been losing $12 million a month during this shutdown. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.